little bit. I thought our defense, we played pretty well defensively, running our zone, and we switched to some man just to get some more work in it too, and just to see what they would do against our man-to-man, because, you know, honestly, the last few games we really hadn't had a chance to run it much, so wanted to see what we could do there, and I thought the guys defended well. You know, a few of their nice players that could shoot pretty well from outside. I thought we found them pretty well against our defense, and that, you know, he got loose a couple times, got a couple threes on us, but otherwise we were able to contest a lot of those, and that was a big deal. You know, Dane Bates, I think, ended up with like 7 blocks too, so having him inside there really helps when those guys get in the lane, think they got something, and he's able to extend and get those nice blocks. Really changes what they want to do offensively.
Isn't it nice to have big guys in the post?
Well, yeah, you can't teach height, right? You always hear that. So it is nice, and they, it's not just that having that height. They're also pretty good basketball players, too. So they're heady. They know what to do. They get their timing down right. So just seeing those guys build and grow all year.
I was talking with the girls' coach, Coach Lowenhagen. You know, I said, geez, you know, we're small, you know, and, you know, it's got to be a challenge. Well, you know, I think it's my fault because we were small when I was on the boys' side, and now we're small here. So maybe, I guess, you can just thank him for, you know, being head coach for the girls.
Yeah, he must have just took that height issue over with him. No, but, you know, it's something that's fun as a coach, being able to have that and play a lot more like high-low stuff. But it's also fun to be small and gritty and all over the place too. So as a coach, you just kind of adapt to what you got personnel-wise and just try to do the best with what you have.
Taking on Mondovi tonight. Tell us a little bit what you see on film with the Buffaloes.
Defensively, they'll switch from, you know, primarily man-to-man. They'll play some 1-3-1. You know, they got some dribble drive action going too. Offensively, a couple nice players for them. You know, they played recently against Chippewa Falls McDonald, who I know is a pretty quality team, and they only lost by 10 to them. So I think they're starting to figure some things out. And, you know, we got to be ready to play tonight.
And one of the things for them is they have a brand new coach. So there's an adjustment there, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is. You know, and it's just all new stuff that they're just starting to run. So, you know, now it's getting towards that. It's midseason, and they should have a lot of reps under their belt now and starting to figure that out. So it'll be interesting, you know, tonight how they come out, if they're going to zone us because of our height, and some teams will do that and start in that, or if they're going to come out man right away. But our guys, we've been going against that stuff all the time in practice, so hopefully they just recognize it and adjust and get going.
I think you mentioned that you relish the team's relishing when someone puts a zone on you.
Yeah, it's kind of been funny. That's kind of been the thing they've talked about is, you know, now we can't wait if they play a zone against us. So it is nice when a team does play and you can hit the high post, get to low post, and work that high low right away and get a couple easy looks. And you knock down a three or two against any kind of zone that stretches them a little more and opens up that high low. So, but our guys are starting to figure that out, where to get it in the short corner, where to get it at the elbow, and play off each other. You can get it to one of those spots, but if you're not looking for the guy cutting and feeding it to him, you know, there's nothing there. So when you can see the guys seeing it and sharing the ball with each other, it's fun to watch.
So defensively tonight for the Panthers, are you going to, as you say, work a little bit more on the man-to-man because you haven't been doing a lot of it, or are you going to come out in a zone?
We'll start with our zone. You know, that's kind of been our bread and butter that way. See if they force them to have to knock down some deep ones. We're going to stretch it out a little bit more, put a little bit more pressure on them in the full court, but then fall back into it, and then we'll just adjust from there and see where the game takes us.
All right, should be a fun game tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off. It's Durand, Arkansas at Mondovi in boys high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. get back on your feet, overcome the odds, live your best life, and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
And welcome back to Mondovi High School, moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Mondovi boys basketball game. A special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. We thank you for your service. We hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Also, thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Edom Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center downtown Durand. They are our streaming audio sponsors at our website at RealCountry1430.com. Welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our live streaming service as well. And that's being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. We're going to go courtside for the national anthem. And the Mondovi Band with tonight's national anthem. Throughout the night, we're going to be thanking our high school sports sponsors. These are the businesses and organizations bringing you tonight's game. Please thank our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible, including the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at goodrichfh.com. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Alcivia Co-op. Downtown Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Without their support, we wouldn't be here at Mondovi High School. Well, let's give you our starting lineups tonight for Durand, Arkansas. First place in the Dunn St. Croix at 4-0. Coming out, number three, a junior, Parker Elmstead. Number four, a senior, Ryan Mason. Number 22, a senior, Grady Hayden. Number 24, a senior, Ethan Hurlbert. And number 25, a junior, Dane Bates. Again, Panthers 4-0 in the Dunn St. Croix, 10-2 overall. And for Mondovi, as those of you watching up, they turn out the lights here at the at Mondovi to introduce the home team. Coming out will be number two, senior Jake Lindsay comes out. Number 13, that is Landon Clark. Number 15, senior Austin Remington. He's one of their leading scorers. Also, number 20, Bryce Bollinger. And number 42, Caden Deaton. And so that's our starting lineup. The Panthers in their road uniforms with the purple numerals, the dark black uniforms, and Mondovi in their white uniforms with the blue numerals. Buffaloes will be going from left to right, and the Panthers right to left here in this first half. All right, we are ready to go. Enjoy the broadcast tonight before the big snowstorm. Dane Bates and Austin Remington will be at center. By the way, Mondovi schools are closed tomorrow. Again, Mondovi schools closed. Elma schools also closed tomorrow. And it's going to be controlled by the Panthers. As Olmstead now onto the right wing. He comes back out towards the center. Olmstead now over to Bates. Bates right wing inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt goes around one defender. Head fakes. Now puts up a tough shot underneath the hoop. Up and in. 2-0 Panthers. Full court Panther press. In a zone, by the way, inbounded now to Lindsay. Lindsay back to Clark. Long cross-court pass to Remington. Remington does get across the timeline. Over to Clark now. Clark back at center now. Bounce pass over to Bollinger. Bollinger inside. Inside to Remington. Puts up the shot and rims out. No good. Tip, 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 tip. Bates comes up with it. Back over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. Fakes the three. And nearly losing the ball was Mason, but he tips it over to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Mason, right wing. Mason now, inside pass over to Hayden. Hayden up and in. 4-0 Panthers. Inbounded now to Clark. Clark back to Lindsay. Lindsay now to Bollinger. Cross-court pass to Remington. Remington all the way down to Deaton. Deaton tries to put up a shot. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Bates. Thank you to Sundstrom & Company. It is tax time. Call Sundstrom & Company for tax planning services, 672-4425, and schedule that appointment today. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, your Whirlpool appliance dealer with installation and service. That's Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. First free throw is good. 4-1 Panthers lead early here in the first half. Next free throw on the way is good. Deaton makes them both. So inbounded now to Olmstead. Panthers lead 4-2. Olmstead across the timeline now over to Mason. Mason on the right wing. Mason now to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hurlburt, left corner. Hurlburt now looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Back over to Hayden. Hayden nearly loses the ball here in the left corner, but comes back out to the wing. Over to Mason. Mason top of the key. Mason now to Hurlburt, left wing. Three ball on the way. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Bollinger. Bollinger now to Clark. Clark will come up across the timeline for the Buffaloes. Again, 4-2 Panthers. And ball kicked out of bounds by Hurlburt. It'll stay Buffalo ball as Lindsay will inbound it right in front of the Panther bench. Lindsay back out towards center to Clark. Clark now is like, well, I'm going to just sit here and wait just a minute. And he's going to hang on to the ball until the Panthers come out by him. This is an interesting strategy. So now Hurlburt's like, okay, I'm going to come up to you just to get this going here. Okay, back over to Bollinger. Bollinger over to Clark, rather. Whistling a foul. Double dribble. Nope, double dribble, double dribble. On Clark, it'll go back to the Panthers. That could have been interesting. Would we have had the stalemate there for the whole time? Or? Over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Mason. Mason back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt tries to get it over to Hayden, but throws it out of bounds. Buffalo ball. 4-2, Panthers lead. Inbounded now to Clark. Clark to Bollinger. Bollinger back to Clark. Still not across the timeline. Here comes the trap. And now a knockdown by Bates. Coming up with it is Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Olmstead now. Head fakes. Now tries to drive inside. Splits two defenders. Whistle and a foul. Olmstead to the line for two. Thank you to Antec, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. First free throw is good. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you. It's our sponsors that make our broadcast possible. Next shot, no good. Rebounded by Remington. 5-2 Panthers. Clark across the timeline loses the ball. Up, over, and back. It'll be Panther ball. Probert inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 5-2, 15-10 remaining in the half. Mason now over to Olmstead. Olmstead pass to Bates. Looked like it nearly got intercepted, but he's got Remington right by, and Bates has to retreat back out now. Over to Hayden. Hayden right or left wing. Three ball. Shot no good off the back of the rim. Bates crashes the glass, comes up with the rebound, kicks it back out to Hurlburt. He head fakes the three, but decides to move down to the wing. Over to Bates, right corner. Out to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt inside pass to Hayden. Hayden over to Bates. Bates, 15-footer. Shot no good. Rebounded by Clark. Whistle and out of bounds. Nope, foul. Foul will be on Hayden. So it'll stay Buffalo ball. As Mason comes out and Weber comes in for the Panthers. Also coming in for the Panthers as well, number 11, William Weisenbeck. So across the timeline now is Lindsay. Lindsay back to Clark. Clark back at center now. Clark gets around Hurlburt. Has to dish it back over to Bollinger, though. Bollinger on the far side. Bollinger, there's the trap. Now to Remington. Remington, left corner. He tries to drive in. Nice hard pass inside to Lindsay. Whistle and travel. And so it'll go back to the Panthers. Whistle timeout. Mondovi with 14-13 remaining. 5-2 Panthers lead. Thank you to Jerry Bear and Sons with dog and pet food from NutriSource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durant. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauer Built Tire, with over 80 years of experience, let Bauer Built take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or find them online at bauerbuilt.com. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. All right, timeout's done. Again, it'll be Panther ball after the timeout. All right, so we are ready to go. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead will come across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Bates. Bates now to Weber. Weber, three ball, shot no good. And coming up with the loose ball is Olmstead. Cross court pass to Weber. Weber now over to Hurlburt in the left corner. He's going to try and drive inside. Can't do it. Now back over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck fakes right, goes left, tries to get around Remington. Or check that number 50. And that is Kevin Dominguez. Or check that Mason Brenner, rather. And couldn't get around Brenner, lost the ball out of bounds. It will go to the Buffaloes. 5-2 Panthers lead, 13:50 remaining here in the first half. As across the timeline now come the Buffaloes over to Bollinger. Bollinger back to Clark. Clark back at center. Comes down to the top of the key now over to Lindsay. Lindsay bounce pass inside to Brenner. Brenner has to kick it back out. Now head fake the three. Bollinger tries to drive in, can't do it. Back over to Clark now. Clark has to retreat back towards center. Clark now off to Lindsay. Lindsay now. We'll check that. That's Clark. Clark now over to Remington. Remington long. Cross-court pass over to Lindsay on the wing on the right side. Over to Clark. Three ball on the way. Shot's good. Off the glass. We're tied at five. As across the timeline now comes Olmstead over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now. Long cross-court pass over to Weber. Weber on the left wing. Weber now over to Weisenbeck. Top of the key to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now. in the right corner. Gets around one defender, but has to pass it off to Weber. Weber retreats back over to the wing. Now over to Olmstead. Olmstead inside to Hurlburt. Head fakes a shot, puts up a shot, whistle, and a foul. And the foul on number 15, that's going to be on Remington. And so Hurlburt now to the line for two. Thank you to the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom and those Valentine's Day gifts. It's the Cottage, downtown Durant. First free throw good. The JKO Auto Body Shop with custom painting, car restoration, and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. First free throw was good. And Hurlburt now ready with the next free throw. On the way, in and out, no good. Tip, rebounded by, nope, not Hayden, doesn't have it. It's a loose ball. I think we're going to call it a jump. It'll go to the Buffaloes on the jump. 6-5 Panthers, 12:27 remaining in the half. Bringing up to the timeline is Clark. Clark now pass over to Lindsay. Lindsay back to Clark. Over to Bollinger. Bollinger now to Remington in the left corner. Long cross-court pass to Clark. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Weber. Weber left wing now to Weisenbeck to Hayden. Hayden now top of the key. Hands it off to Weber. Weber now top of the key. Cross-court pass over to Olmstead. Olmstead right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. And tip. It's going to be off of Weisenbeck, it looks like, and it'll be Buffalo ball. 6-5 Panthers. Inbounded now to Clark. And Clark across the timeline for the Buffaloes. Over to Bollinger. Bollinger now back towards the center. And nearly lost the ball. And now has to get it back over to Clark. Clark to Bollinger. To Clark. We're going to play catch here. Over to Brenner. Brenner at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Bollinger. Head fakes a shot, but has to pass it back to Clark on the right side. He comes down to the right wing. Now over to Bollinger on the left. And a pass knocked away. And coming back up with it is Bollinger. And over to Clark now, back at center. Clark now down to the top of the key, over to Bollinger. Bollinger looking for a cutter inside. Now over to Remington. Remington left corner, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Olmstead to Weber. Weber. No shot. Foul before the shot. Shot, or the foul rather, will be on Brenner. So Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Panthers lead 6-5. Coming in for the Buffaloes, number 42, and that is Deaton comes in for Brenner. Mason comes in now for Weber. And coming in for Weisenbeck, number 34, and that is Max Anderson. All right, so Hurlburt to inbound it to our right. Hurlburt looking, and out to Mason, top of the key. Over to Anderson, right wing. Anderson now to Hayden, top of the key. To Mason, left wing. Mason now to Anderson. Anderson right wing, three ball on the way. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Puts it up. Oh, good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden kicks it back out to Mason. Mason to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, three ball. Shot no good. Crashing the glass is Remington. And grabs the ball away and gets it off to Clark. Clark across the timeline now. Again, Panthers up by one. Cross court pass now over to Lindsay. Lindsay over to Remington. Drives the right baseline. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Hayden, his second. So Clark to inbound it to our right. 10:18 remaining in the half. Panthers lead 6-5. Inbounded now, a Remington in the lane. Puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Hayden. And thank you to the Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Duran Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers for your family. That's Rhonda is bonded and insured. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com. First free throw is good. We're tied at six. Next free throw on the way is good. Remington makes it both. Buffalo's lead, 7-6. And across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Mason. Mason's pass inside, intercepted. Intercepted by Remington. Remington back to Clark. Clark now across the timeline. Clark inside to Remington. Remington around Bates. Nope, partially blocked. Goes out of bounds, so Anderson trying to get the rebound. So inbounding it now to our right will be Clark. Clark inside to Remington. Puts up the shot, count it, and the foul. Foul will be on Bates. Going for the three-point play now is Remington. Buffalo's up by three. They get a Duran Smokehouse, so where the ground beef sale continues at Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85. Duran free throw on the way is good by Remington. Four-point Buffalo lead, 10-6. And across the timeline is Olmstead. Olmstead now whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number two. Foul on Lindsay, so that's his first. Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt looking, inbound it to Anderson. Anderson up and in. So Anderson was right there to get that inbound. 10-8, Buffaloes. As Lindsay now over to Clark, full court Panther press. Clark now, here comes the trap. Clark nearly loses the ball. Oh, double dribble. And so it will be Panther ball. And Olmstead to inbound it now. Pretty much right in front of us. So inbounds it to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Olmstead. Olmstead, whoa, whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number two. And so the foul on Lindsay. Coming in for the Buffaloes now. Looks like Keegan Catt coming in. He's going to come in for Lindsay. So Hurlburt to inbound it on the far side now. As Hurlburt inbounds it to Olmstead. Again, Buffaloes lead 10-8. Olmstead across the timeline. Into the lane. Puts up the shot blocked by Remington. And coming up with a loose ball is Clark. And across the timeline now comes Clark. Clark now over to Catt. Catt over to Remington. Drives right baseline from the corner. Jump ball. And so we'll go back to the Panthers. 8:58 remaining in the half. 10-8, Mondovi. As inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt will bring it up across the timeline for the Panthers. Keeps it himself into the lane. Puts up the tough shot. Gets the shooter's roll. Wow. It bounced off the back of the rim and then right in. Tied at 10. Inbounded now to Bollinger. Bollinger now over to Clark. Clark fakes right. Goes left. Gets across the timeline. Gets out of the trap. Keeps it himself. Puts up the shot. Wow. What a shot by Clark. He just went coast to coast. Quickly back the other way come the Panthers. Over to Olmstead now. Olmstead. Back to Anderson. Anderson on the right wing. Anderson to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now. Stop inside to Bates. Bates back out to Hurlburt. Trying to do the high-low. Can't do it. Hurlburt tries to drive inside. Over to Anderson. Anderson fakes left, goes right. No shot. Whistle and a foul. 12-10, Mondovi. 8-12 remaining. Foul's going to be on Brenner. His second. Olmstead comes out. Weber comes back in. And Weisenbeck getting ready to come in now. Weisenbeck in. And Bates goes out. All right, so here we go. Hrolbert looking, inbounded to Anderson. Anderson up and in. Oh, they did that before on that inbound. We're tied at 12. And here comes the trap, intercepted by Hrolbert on the pass. Keeps it himself under, lays it, whistle, and a foul. Hrolbert to the line for two. And thank you to the 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. The Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill for daily specials like Taco Tuesday, Wings Wednesday, and the Friday Fish Fry. That's the Rooster Tail downtown Durand. First free throw by Hrolbert is good. Panthers up by one again. And free throw on the way. Short. So automatically Panthers ball. It didn't hit the rim. Inbounded now to Bollinger. Well, they're razzing Ethan a little bit on that. As Clark now long cross-court pass over to Bollinger. Bollinger loses the ball. Coming up with it is Weber. Weber back the other way for the Panthers to Hrolbert. Hrolbert now. Fakes right, goes left. Now has to stop at the wing. Here comes the trap. Whistle and the foul. A reach on number 20. Bollinger. Eighth team foul. We're going to the line for the 1-1. Timeout. 30-second timeout for Mondovi, with the Panthers leading 13-12, 7:37 remaining here in the half. Take it to O'Galley Cheese Factory. O'Galley Cheese Factory has those cheese and meat trays for that Packer playoff party on Sunday. That's O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Cell Block. Visit the Cell Block for Friday fish fries, where they all have the all-day soup and salad bar. That's the Cell Block. Downtown Durand with some new hours as well for the restaurant. You can find out more at the Cell Block's Facebook page. All right, so the timeout is done. I think we still have some free throws here as well. The 1-1 for Hrolbert. Panthers lead 13-12. And free throw on the way is good. Well, he didn't miss it this time. All right, second free throw on the way. It's good. Hrolbert makes them both. So it makes it 15-12 Panthers. Inbounded now to Clark. Clark now a pass nearly intercepted, but coming up with it is Cat. Cat crossed the timeline to Bollinger. Bollinger, here comes the trap whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Weber. And so inbounding it in front of the Panther bench will be Cat. Inbounds it to Clark. Clark now across the timeline. Clark now over to Remington. Remington right wing. Tried to get it inside to Clark. And it goes out of bounds. Goes back to the Panthers. 7:14 remaining in the half. Panthers lead 15-12. As Hrolbert now will come up across the timeline for the Panthers. As Hrolbert now hands it back over to Mason. Mason now top of the key. Loses the ball. Coming up with it is Cat. Cat back the other way. Puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul on Weisenbeck. Going to the line for two now will be Cat. Free throw on the way. No good. Then coming up, we have our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime shows coming up. Next free throw on the way is good by Cat. 15-13 Panthers. Hrolbert across the timeline now. Hrolbert to the top of the key. Hrolbert now hands it off to Weber. Weber now looking for a cutter. Nope, he's going to put up a 15-footer. Whoa! Weber with a big, long jumper. 17-13 Panthers nearly intercepted on the inbound. Bollinger, though, will have it. Here comes the trap. Now he gets it over to Clark. Clark now to Cat across the timeline. Whistle, and we have Mason is down, and he is in a lot of pain. So they're going to stop everything right here. So they're going to coach is out on the floor, and it's his right knee, it looks like. Boy, and he is saying he's in a lot of pain, and so we're going to have some of the medical folks are also coming out and checking on that. So we're going to have a little bit of a break here while they make sure he's okay before they move him. Again, Panthers leading 17-13. Well, they brought out some ice for him, but the moment they don't want to move him yet. They're being real careful, making sure that they're checking his right knee. So we still have a little bit of a break here while they're going to get him up. He's going to walk off very slowly. But he's walking under his own power, it looks like. So that's some good news. All right, so they're going to have him go back to... They're going to go check him, though, in the locker room. They want to make sure everything's okay here before... if he's coming back out here. So after the break here, again, 6:25 remaining. 17-13, Panthers lead. Both teams in the bonus. Mondovi has the ball. As we resume play here, Cat to inbound it. Right in front of us. So Cat to inbound it. Inbounds it to Clark. Clark now will come across the timeline over to Bollinger. Bollinger back to Clark. Clark now looking for someone inside. He finds Remington at the free throw line. Remington's going to try and get around Anderson. Fakes right, goes left, puts up the shot, whistling a foul. They're going to call the foul on Weber. It's his second. And so going to the line is Remington. Think of Ryan's Sports Shop, ice fishing. Yeah, it's on its way with the cold weather. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Also, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West in Durand, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. Next free throw by Remington on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Anderson to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline, hands it off to Olmstead, who's back in. Olmstead top of the key now, over to Weber. Weber right wing. Cross-court pass to the left wing to Hurlburt. Hurlburt left corner, three ball. Shot short, no good. Tipped out, but coming up with it is Remington. Remington back the other way. Remington puts up the shot, whistling a foul on Hurlburt. Remington to the line for two. 17-14, Panthers lead. Nope, they're going to call that on Weizenbeck instead. All right, so Remington to the line for two. Thinking of Beeves Restaurant in Plum City. Visit Beeves for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. First free throw, no good. Beeves has daily and weekly specials, including that Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for daily and new specials. Think of Beeves Restaurant in Plum City, one of our high school sports sponsors. And Remington makes the second one to make it 17-15. Panthers cross the timeline. Now comes Hurlburt. Whistle and a out of bounds. Up travel. So it goes back to Mondovi. Panthers up by two. 5:41 remaining in the half. Inbounded now to Clark. Clark now. Here comes the trap. Across the timeline to Cat. Cat back to Clark. Clark now comes down to the wing. Has to hand it off to Bollinger. Bollinger gets around Hurlburt. Drives inside. Whistle travel. He did the hop, skip, and a jump. No shot. And so Hurlburt to inbound it to our right. Inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Olmstead now comes down to the left wing. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck fakes the three. Now tries to drive in from the right wing. Can't do it. Cross-court pass to Olmstead. Olmstead inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt has to kick it back out to Anderson. Anderson over to Weisenbeck. Head fakes the three from the right wing. Into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Anderson crashes the glass. Puts up the shot. No good. This time rebounded by Weisenbeck. Or by Remington, rather. Remington to Clark. Clark across the timeline for the Buffaloes. Clark now out to Deaton. Deaton now pass to Bollinger on the right side. Back to Clark on the left in front of the Panther bench. Clark retreats back towards the timeline. And over to Bollinger. Bollinger now to Deaton. Deaton now will come down to the right wing. Stolen by Weisenbeck. Wow, theft right there. Holy cow. Olmstead now across the timeline. Olmstead now. Stop, 15-footer, whistle, and a foul, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on Remington. Going to the line for two is Olmstead. Thank you to Duran Napa. Farmers, visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts to keep your equipment running on the farm, especially with all the cold weather coming up. First free throw on the way is good. Annabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, is Annabis Silo, Highway 25 at Durand. Deaton comes up, Brennan comes in. Or Brenner, rather, comes in. All right, so first free throw by Olmstead is good. Makes it 18-15 Panthers. Free throw on the way, good. He makes them both to make it 19-15, rather. Panthers leading. 4 minutes remaining. Pass is going to be intercepted by Hurlburt, and then he gets fouled. And Hurlburt's slow to get up. Foul's going to be on Cat. Hurlburt to the line for the double bonus. Thank you to Provisions Health, changing the way you experience healthcare. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. First free throw by Herms, by Hurlburt is good. Also, Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Durand Improvement Group needs volunteers for upcoming events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Next free throw is no good, and then there's a foul. Foul's going to be on Anderson, so we'll go back the other way for free throws. Timeout. Timeout, Strand, Arkansas, with the Panthers leading 20-15, 4:03 remaining in the half. Coming up tomorrow morning on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, we're going to be talking with some folks from UW Extension about agriculture technology, including electric tractors that are being released right now. And we'll have that interview coming up tomorrow morning about 6:45 on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. That's every weekday mornings from 5 to 7. We have farm news, farm markets, dairy news, Dairy Radio Now. Mike Pearson's in as well with National Farm News. And we have some great classic country music, too, with the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Weekday mornings, 5 to 7, here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Going to the line for two now is Clark. And the first free throw is good. And next free throw on the way is good. Clark makes them both to make it 20-17 Panthers. As Olmstead now across the timeline. Olmstead over to Saylor, who is now in. Saylor on the right wing. Bounce pass over to Olmstead. 10-foot turnaround jumper up and in. 22-17 Panthers now. Under 4 minutes remaining. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Saylor. We're going to the line for free throws. Both teams in the double bonus, so we'll have two free throws here coming up. Our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. First free throw was good. And next free throw on the way is good. Clark makes them both. 22-19 now, Panthers. 3:36 remaining. And to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt top of the key now. To Saylor. Saylor right corner. Down to the wing. Now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt. Wow! Long three ball. Holy cow! Hurlburt with a long three. Makes it 25-19, Panthers. Across the timeline now comes Clark. Clark over to Bollinger. Bollinger now at center. And he's in a little bit of trouble. He has to get it over Bollinger gets it back over to Clark. Clark now has Saylor in front of him. Clark fakes right, goes left, comes down to the top of the key, but has to retreat back out. Here comes the trap. Clark gets around Hurlburt, now over to Brenner. Brenner on the left wing to Clark, top of the key. Clark, 15-footer, shot good. 25-21, Panthers, 2:30 remaining in the half. And across the timeline now comes Hurlburt. Hurlburt gets around Bollinger, splits two defenders, whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Bollinger. And so to the line for two is Hurlburt. Mondovi, Alma, Gilmanton schools are closed tomorrow. First free throw, no good. That was the last that I had for our list. That was as of about 5:30. Again, Mondovi, Gilmanton, Alma schools closed tomorrow. And free throw on the way is gets the shooter's roll that second time. And so it makes it 26-21. Panthers lead, 2:20 remaining in the half. As Clark gets around the trap and across the timeline. Clark now over to Bollinger. Bollinger back to Clark. Clark at center. Clark fakes right, goes left, now drives inside, loses the ball after knocked out of his hand by Weisenbeck. Anderson comes up with it to Saylor. Saylor now, they're going to trap him, but he gets it back to Anderson. Anderson to Hurlburt at center. Anderson, Hurlburt now. Hurlburt squares up, long two, shot no good from the wing. Rebounded by Clark. And Clark now going to slow it down a little bit, and he's going to come across the timeline. Clark over to Remington. Remington now. Tries to drive inside, splits two defenders, puts up the shot, no good, rebounded by Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now will come across the timeline. Weisenbeck now over to Saylor. Saylor now will try to drive inside, whistle and a foul. Foul's on Bollinger, that's going to be his third. Going to the line for two is Saylor. Tomorrow morning at about 9:10, we'll be talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike about the city or about the school board meeting from Wednesday. We'll have that with Superintendent Doverspike tomorrow morning. Then on Monday morning at 9:10, we'll have another interview with Superintendent Doverspike about the shortage of referees for high school sports. And next free throw is good. Saylor makes them both. And how that could adversely affect sports programs from third and fourth grade all the way up through the high school. And we'll find out why there's a shortage of referees coming up Monday morning, again at about 9:10 on WRDN. And across the timeline now to Deaton. Deaton back over to Clark. Clark back at center now. 28-21, Panthers lead, 56 seconds left in the half over to Clark. Clark now tries to drive inside, can't do it, on the right wing. Inside to Remington, Remington puts it up and in. Drive in the lane, right to the post. to Olmstead now. 33 seconds remaining. 28-23 Panthers. Olmstead now, right wing over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Saylor, left wing. Inside to Anderson. Anderson tries to hand it off to Hurlburt, intercepted. Coming up with the loose ball is Losell. Losell now back to Clark. Clark across the timeline. Buffaloes will try for the last shot. And Clark now is going to drive in. Whistle, no shot. I think a foul's on Hurlburt. Yep, going to be on Hurlburt. So Clark to the line for two. 1.3 seconds remaining in the half. First free throw, no good. Clark's second free throw on the way is good. Clark makes the second one. And inbounded to Olmstead. Shot is partially blocked on the three-quarters court shot. Halftime, 28-24. Panthers over Mondovi. And coming up, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and the Security Financial Bank halftime show. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Airstrikes on Yemen. I'm Daria Albinger. The UK is joining the U.S. in retaliatory strikes against multiple Houthi targets in Yemen after months of attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea.
There have been 27 Houthi attacks on commercial shipping lanes since November 19th, the latest coming Thursday when the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile from Yemen into international waters in the Gulf of Aden. The U.S., along with 13 allies and partners, on January 3rd issued a blunt warning, saying in a joint statement, quote, "The Houthis will bear the responsibility for the consequences should they continue to threaten lives, the global economy, or the free flow of commerce in the region's critical waterways." Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The strikes coming 2 days after U.S. Navy destroyers and planes, along with a British warship, foiled a major Houthi attack targeting an area where dozens of merchant vessels were transitioning. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Bill Belichick is out in New England after 24 seasons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Belichick and Patriots owner Robert Kraft came to a mutual decision for the coach to step aside.
So many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here, but at this time, we're going to move on. And I look forward and excited for the future, but always very, very appreciative of the opportunity here, the support here.
Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in Foxborough. Packers went through another day of workouts today, getting ready for Sunday's NFC wildcard matchup against the Cowboys. That's a 3:30 kick on Sunday afternoon. Bucks host the Eastern Conference leading Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. Second game of back-to-backs for Boston. They beat Minnesota in Boston last night. Horizon League, the Green Bay Phoenix were picked to finish dead last in the league in preseason poll. They won again last night at IUPUI. They're tied with Oakland for the league lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Bush reveals Cup bucket list. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
Your home for talking sprint cars, Wing Nation returns in 2024 for another season. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will be joined by the top racers from across the country. Plus, we'll have all the latest news, insights, and conversations, and so much more. Until then, check out our past programs and podcasts on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen, download, and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform. Wing Nation returns in 2024, and we can't wait.
With the NASCAR Cup Series 2024 season looming large on the horizon, Kyle Busch contemplates what's left for the two-time champion to accomplish in his storied career, especially at Richard Childress Racing, and why he and his brother Kurt have been so competitive.
Grateful for mom and dad that got us to this point and pressed us as hard as they did when we were growing up and getting us to learn everything that we do about the cars. And I think that's kind of what's brought us on as successful as we've been is just that dedication to what we love and the passion that we have for our sport. I'd like to think that I'm not done yet, that there's a few more things out there for me that I can do. I'd love nothing more than to bring a championship back to RCR again. And of course, I got a box to check of that Daytona 500 trophy.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Mondovi High School halftime. 28-24, Panthers lead over Mondovi. Let's take a look at some of the activities on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Halftime, it's Spring Valley leading Elk Mound 30-24, that in boys basketball. Some other games going on around the area tonight. Boysville at Glenwood City. Kenyon Wanamingo at Goodhue. Colfax at Elmwood Plum City. All those are boys' game. Cannon Falls at Lake City in boys' hoops. Lake City at Cannon Falls in girls' hoops. And Baldwin-Woodville at Altoona in boys' basketball tonight. Red Wing at Faribault in boys' hoops. Faribault at Red Wing. And girls' hoops, that game was held last night with Red Wing winning that game. Again, our halftime score 28-24. Panthers leading over Mondovi. And the JV game from earlier tonight, the Panthers won that 52-19. Again, stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the Middle East. If you did not hear at the very beginning of our halftime show, U.S. and British military forces are attacking targets in Yemen at this hour. We'll have the second half coming up. It's Durant, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium.